Hi everybody, it's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hello everybody, it is Mary Beth Haynes here, also known as the gal who speaks with animals. And guess what? Guess what? I'll give you 2 seconds to guess. I am so excited because on the day of this recording, which is December 1st, 2023, I am so happy to announce that the Awaken with Animals podcast is 3 years old. So 3 years ago today, I had a beautiful friend come to me and say, "Have you ever thought about doing a podcast?" And I said, "No." She goes, "No, seriously, have you ever thought about doing it?" She is a beautiful and amazing marketer, and she helps people be able to do many things with their business. So digital marketing, getting podcasts going and things like that. And I remember saying to her, "Well, I don't think I'm ready yet." Right? It was right outside of my comfort zone. And she said to me, "Well, why don't you think about it? You know, I would love to support you in getting started and getting everything going." And we had a little talk about it, and it sounded really exciting, and it sounded, you know, and I thought, well, give me a little bit of time, let me think about it. And then afterwards I thought, wow, she really kind of ignited something within me. It was like she created this spark to have me go, "Huh, I wonder what would happen if I did a podcast." And of course, all those things come forward in my mind, right? Like my mind says, is anybody even going to listen to your podcast? You know, are people going to think, you know, what are they going to think? And all these things, my ego was trying to keep me safe, kind of trying to tell me all of the things that maybe might be uncomfortable or maybe anticipate for that may or may not even happen. I've come to have a pretty interesting relationship with this ego aspect of me, because the ego aspect of me really wants to make sure that I stay safe. The ego aspect of me wants to ensure that I don't do anything that's going to make me feel outside of my box, so to speak, right? For when I'm inside of my box, I'm safe. It's nice and warm in here. I have warm, comfy blankets. I'm never pushed or pressured. I don't have to do anything I don't want to do in this space. And that all serves a purpose. But in this space where I'm comfy and I'm warm and I don't have to do anything I don't want to do and I'm never pressured or pushed, I also don't have the opportunity to grow. I don't have the ability to expand. And I sometimes feel very stagnated and held back. And that doesn't feel good either. So going back to that conversation that I had with this beautiful friend, I decided I was gonna go for it. And I just decided to get all the equipment I needed and get everything set up. And guess what? 3 years later, here we are, and I'm truly grateful to my friend Clarice for this. So Clarice, if you're listening to this, thank you. Thank you from my heart and my soul, for you really helped push me. I'm going to rephrase that. You helped me push myself. You helped me step out of that comfort zone box. And you helped me grow in many, many ways. And so, happy birthday to the Awaken with Animals podcast. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Awaken with Animals podcast. Happy birthday to you. Ah, it's great. It's great. I don't know where these past 3 years have gone. And you know, who knows where things will go? I just really embrace the journey and I look forward to the continued ride. So thank you so much for being here. If you're listening to this right now, I just am grateful, grateful, grateful. I'm a gratitude gal. I'm really grateful for you. I want to share with you today, because it is the birthday of the podcast, it's the birthday of the collective Awaken with Animals community. It's the birthday of many things when it comes to activating a deeper and meaningful life in so many ways. And in this particular instance, it's awakening with animals. It's an opportunity to activate a deeper and meaningful life with them. It's a way to be able to learn, grow, expand, evolve with animals as our teachers, our guides, our mentors, our mirrors. For we are all one together and we have come to experience this time together in many, many different ways. Animals bring so much to our lives. They bring companionship, friendship. They are our best friends. They are our soulmates. They are our teachers, our healers. They guide us. They protect us. They help us feel safe. They bring us gifts so that we can come into who we are. We can embrace the purpose of why we're here. And together with them, amazing things can happen. Some of you know this story and some of you might be hearing this for the first time. I work with a collective animal energy and I work with a collective animal spirit. So these are animals that are on earth in physical form and also in spirit form as well. Some of the animals have never come to have a physical existence. They just are in the energetic realm. And others have actually had physical experiences in many different forms, but come forward from the energetic realm as well, if that makes sense. And so working with this collective, I've come to know a beautiful energy that identifies to me as the guardian animals of lightness. And when you take guardian animals of lightness and you make an acronym, it's GAL, GAL. And when I say I'm Mary Beth Haynes, also known as the gal who speaks with animals, that acronym is there on with a deeper meaning. So I'm a gal and I speak with animals. So that's why I'm Mary Beth Haynes, the gal who speaks with animals. But GAL also is in there as the acronym as the guardian animals of lightness. So when I do communicate with animals or when animals' messages come forward into my awareness, I do have the support of my team, and part of that team is the guardian animals of lightness. So GAL is very much present in all of these episodes, whether GAL has come forward, which they have in some of them with certain channelings. But even when they don't come forward directly, they're always here indirectly. So that's a kind of a neat little fun fact to know about the gal who speaks with animals, but also gal standing for guardian animals of lightness as well. And in saying that, at this time, December 1st, the Awaken with Animals birthday, the birth of, you know, the celebration of the birth of the Awaken with Animals podcast and the community here, I've asked the guardian animals of lightness to come forward with a message to share with you all. And I've already recorded it because I did this earlier and I went into an energetic space. I was able to get my body into that space to be able to channel through. And I was able to record a message from them to you all. It's very interesting what they brought forward. I'm actually going to go back and listen to it because I don't remember it all. When I do go into a channeled state with them, I'm still present in my body. It's not like I check out and they come over into my body. I just go to this space of allowing to receive their messages, but I choose to still stay very much present in my body. So even though I can feel myself, it's kind of like doing a hypnosis. It's kind of like you can very much connect and access those brave brain wavelengths, but you also can very, very much come back anytime. You can feel yourself still in your body. And that to me is the most comfortable way for me to channel. And so when I do this, and when I did this with them, I remember the feelings they brought forward. I remember some of the things that they did and where they're going to take us and how they're going to show us things. However, I don't remember everything that was said. So I'm going to go back and listen to that. But in the meantime, I would like to share with you in celebration of the Awaken with Animals podcast being 3 years old. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And to share an opportunity for you to receive the vibrations, the frequency, the love, and so much more with a message from the Guardian Animals of Lightness in this very special dedicated episode where they speak and they're able to share an enlightening, powerful message for us all. A transmission of sorts and an opportunity for us to be able to step into something bigger, to be able to expand into something greater, and to know that everything is on its purpose. So without further ado, thank you so much for being here and being a part of this celebratory episode. Thank you for being a part of the Awaken with Animals community. And let's move into listening to what the Guardian Animals of Lightness have to say. The Guardian Animals of Lightness speak, and they speak right now. We bring blessings of love, joy, and celebration at this time. We are the Guardian Animals of Lightness, and we come forward to bring this message of excitement and elation. For we are so very, very excited to be able to bring forward the vibration that comes at this very moment that you're hearing our message come through. You see, Mary Beth has set her physical body to the side, so to speak, something that's been so very hard for her to do for such a long time. Yet she was able to do that today, for she, with intention, has initiated this conversation, and she's asked if we could come forward as the collective, energetic, vibration, and frequency to bring a message to the listeners of the Awaken with Animals community. We bring forward this message with such joy, for we are grateful for this opportunity to speak, so to speak. We wish to bring the celebrations of, in your time and space, 3 years, the Awaken with Animals podcast was created and has grown, and we're now at the 3-year milestone. And that constitutes a celebration of sorts in whatever way is best for the collective. And we bring forward giggles and laughter and all of those ways that can be celebrated to not only celebrate the podcast, but to celebrate you. Because some of you have been part of this podcast from day one. Some of you have come on board in year one, in year two. And now that it's been 3 years, you're here. And regardless of when it was that you came on board, regardless of when it was the Awaken with Animals vibration came into your radar. We bring so much love, and we are grateful that you are here. Mary Beth has asked if we have a message for you, and we do. And we bring it forward in this way. You see, you are at a point in your experience here in physical form. You are at a point where you have choices. You have decisions. You have things that are in front of you. And we are here to bring forward the playful spirit, like a puppy with a brand new toy. We bring forward the playful spirit like a little kitten with this beautiful string. So simple to a human, but such a divine, playful time to that kitten. We invite you to look at things that may seem very simple, and we invite you to look at them in a different way, in a different view, and with a different lens. We bring forward this opportunity to share some words. And these words carry vibration, and they carry frequency, and they carry a message in which to embrace should you wish. The energy that surrounds you, the frequency that is of your being, the light that comes from within is ready to flourish. When you step into the space that is your purpose, that is your passion, that is your true essence, things will be easier. Situations will be understood. The bigger picture, the deeper meaning will be revealed. It is our honor and our joy to be able to bring forward these words in vibrational form so that they can be received as a transmission of sorts to those of you who wish to embrace them. For the frequency and the vibration of these words, they may be coming from us, yes. But we want you to know that they're only coming from us as a space holder. Because in essence, we are sharing the vibration of these words. However, you already have the vibration that you're receiving within. And this is an opportunity to reawaken. To give an opportunity to allow that is what inside of you to become free, to wake up from a deep slumber. And to provide for you all that you need. Should you choose to receive this vibration and frequency, allowing that what is yours to continue to guide to walk alongside you and to be that divine purpose of who you are and why you're here. Energetically speaking, walking out into a beautiful field where the grasses are green, the trees are tall, the sky is blue, the breeze is gentle, and it blows gently across your head and your face. And you place your hands outwards and you can feel that gentle breeze even going across your hands. You feel it on the palms. You feel it on the tops of your hands. You connect in with this energy and this space. And you allow for the peace to be able to enter your physical being. And you allow for that peace to be able to embrace every aspect, every fiber, every cell, every molecule. And then you take a step forward and another step forward. And the more steps that you take, the more you embrace. And the more steps you take, the more you embody. And the more steps you take, the more you become that very purpose. That awakening of passion, of why you carry that purpose. And to bring forward that playful nature, that loving nature, and that nature of nurturing. Take care of you. Bring in that play. Connect with that essence that is you. Be one with who you are. Embrace that there's so much more to the story. And it's okay that you don't know all the answers. What you do know is that you are safe and you are loved. And as you embrace both that tug of war between the mind and the true essence of who you are, knowing that you will move over where the mind takes the show, but you always have a choice and a decision to also shift back to that true divine purpose. You've got this. You know this. You are this. Come into this field, this space with the grass and the trees and the gentle wind and the blue sky. Come into this space and vibration anytime you need, for it will help you each and every time as you connect in to the answers, to the easefulness, to the purpose. You see, you are a being in physical form and you are living here in the expression of physical form, sharing a human's experience. And you will go through the experience as a human, for that is why you're here. That is the form that you are in. And it's important to know that it's perfect, exactly the way that it is. So moving from that human experience to your pure essence experience, and then going back to a human experience and back to a pure essence experience. You need to have that human experience. It's like needing to be anchored and grounded with the earth as you embrace the human and the experience that you have come here to express and be. You need that aspect. And we bring forward the invitation and the opportunity to embrace your pure essence aspect as well, and so that they can be merged and married together. Our vibration brings forward many gifts. And we come to you to bring this gift of emergence and merging so that this brand new gift can emerge. This brand new gift of emergence can come from the merging together of the two, the physical experience and the true essence experience. Each individually coming together. We thank you for this opportunity to bring forward these vibrations, the frequency. We thank you for this opportunity to be a bridge to assist and support you where you are right now. We are the guardian animals of lightness, elated and so happy to be here. Thanking you for the Awaken with Animals community, for the many blessings that you bring to this space. We honor each and every one of you. And until next time, we offer a bridge, a space, and a connection. That contains the purest and highest love, and the purest and highest light. Blessings, blessings, blessings.